Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I don't know. I feel weird because we advertise that we are going to help other people with their problems. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think the correct answer is to butt out. And this might be one of them. But I still think we should get advice.
You want us to tell the OPP writer to butt out? Or we should be butting out of this?
Well, both.
Okay.
A little bit. But this, because this isn't extremely
personal.
Yeah.
Yai. My friend wants to come out, but he's having huge reservations about the whole thing. He wants to tell his family about his sexuality, but is absolutely afraid to tell his parents. I tried being extremely supportive, but he's too afraid to do it yet. I know he'll be happier once he has this off his chest, but his main fear is that his brother won't accept him. I told him that they're family, that they will love him no matter what, but he seems to think differently. I wanted to get some tips from some people that have come out for my friend. Please help. This is from Eric.
So somebody's come out to you or kind of come out to you?
Yeah, it wasn't like... it wasn't like what happened with you. To me, it was like in passing. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard by now, but I'm gay.
Well, really?
That's kind of like
this passe, like it's everyone knows this, but just checking in on you.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh.
You had the whole...
Can we talk?
Yes.
And I sat down. The weird thing for me is, and I don't know how it is for everybody, and I don't want to sound... Anytime we talk about a subject like this, I know that there's a political correctness that we've got to try to adhere to, but we're Slacker and Steve, and we don't always do that. But we admit up front that we're kind of idiots and that's...
And insensitivity is not intentional.
No, absolutely
right?
not.
Because we're learning with every... Yeah.
But I guess what I wanted to say about it is I wonder how often somebody coming out is actually a surprise. Because... Okay. The young man who came out to me, like we were working together and he just felt like it was time to ask, like he came in to the office and said, you know, can you sit down? I want to talk to you. And it was like, I want you to know that I'm gay. And I was, you know, my first reaction is, duh, like, you know,
yeah.
But this is an incredibly personal
for them. Yes.
Yes.
And so you
and it's very trusting of him to come to me, but it's just like...
That's cool that you realize that, but also...
At the same time, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, who didn't know that?
Right? I appreciate you telling me, but I kind of just go back to work. Go do your thing.
I just wonder if Eric's friend, when he tells the family, if they're going to be like, don't you think your family... If one of my children was gay, I'm sorry, I would know it. Or else I'm a completely disconnected parent. There's a member of my in-laws, and I've told you this, from the first time I ever met him, he was, you know, he was like 4 or 5 years old, walking around. I'm like, that kid's gay. And not in a bad way. I'm just like, that kid, and now he's all grown up. And guess what? I don't know if he's come out to everybody. He's come out to me. We've talked about it. He's like, oh, my boyfriend just loves you guys, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has to, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know that he ever had to sit his mom down and go, Mom, get ready for a huge shocker. Because she should know.
The parents that I know were never blindsided.
Never, right?
Never, yeah. They know their children. But it's a big deal for their children to do. Like, this is our OPP writer's friend, so.
So the kid, he's confided in his friend, and he says he wants to come out. So... I guess then we don't have to butt out because he wants to.
Okay.
It's not like Eric, the OPP writer today, is like, dude, you're going to feel so much better. You got to come out. Because anybody who forces somebody out, I think that's really...
Or steals their opportunity to...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really... Like, it's the most... Not everybody... I don't know. I wonder... You know what's weird?
Mm.
And see, I'm going to get into trouble with every sentence that's popping in my head right now. But it's like, why do you even have to say, like, I didn't one day sit my parents down and go, Mom, Dad, I like girls. And it was never.
Or I'm left-handed or.
Right.
It's not minimizing. It's a huge deal. It is.
But why have we made this the one announcement that has to be made? If we're truly trying to move past.
Yes.
You know, these guys are, we're normal for being heterosexual and they're abnormal. If we're trying to move past that, then why does anybody have to come out?
That's
you
a
shouldn't
good
ever
point.
Have to go like, you know, here are the, like, I don't have to sit down with you and tick off the few things that I find exciting about relate. It's just, I do me in the privacy of my time. You do you, like, I don't.
You're right. Why is there still pomp and circumstance? Why?
I don't know.
Why is there, everyone have to sit down? But I get it. I guess with your family, but you're right. You think your family would probably, and anyway, I can't, I don't know what I'm talking about there, but in the OPP, there's a brother that we're all afraid of, apparently, that the brother won't be accepting. So my question is, when you come out, you're coming out to be accepted, and if you know that someone's not gonna, you stay in, or you're coming out because I gotta get this. This is me.
It's a great
I finally
question.
Wanna.
Why are you coming out?
Is that an insensitive question?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
it's like because you don't want to be hiding something,
right? You shouldn't have to.
But if you're afraid you're gonna lose your brother over it, maybe, and that concerns you, maybe you don't want to do it.
Okay, so then. What trumps what?
I mean, the desire to be accepted or the desire to be free of the secret?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is tough. And like we said, it's incredibly personal. But if you have come out, if you've had somebody come out to you, he wants tips on how to come out.
Is there like a playbook that's been run that's kind of generic
That's the question. Like, I started to have the like birds and the bees talks with my kids, right? And they're like, I'm not comparing this, but you'd be surprised what you find when you type books on how to blank, books on how to talk to your kids, books on how to come out. Like, I got several illustrated things that made this awkward, but much easier for me. And I wonder if there's the coming out for dummies kind of playbook again.
Or is that just generalized? It's individual. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this one of those things? Eric has a friend, and I'm sure if Eric is a good friend, he's probably got his friend listening to us right now. We need pointers on how to come out. We need to know what to do when you think you're walking into a situation like he is with one of his brothers where he thinks, this is going to end our relationship. Mm-hmm. He's not going to accept this. Do you still do it? Do you just come out to some parts of the family? This is not something that we've had to deal with. Yeah. So if you have, Eric and his friend could really use your help. Alexa?
Hi.
You are disguised as you asked to be. What advice do you have?
So I'll preface this by saying my brother was always kind of different, but when he was 28, he came out to my mom and dad and I that he was transgender.
Okay.
So
you, did you idea. Were you blindsided? I mean, you said you knew he was different, but was this what you thought it was or no?
Completely blindsided, and we had no idea. Like, it was just such a shock, and he was worried that my dad would take it the wrong way and like not accept him. So, but I will say, ever since he's come out about 2 years ago, he's been a completely different person to us. Like, just so much happier, so much more loving, and being kind of the person who he is.
Because he's been lying to you, to himself, to everybody every time he's around you guys.
How liberating is that to not?
It's got
to
just be like, oh, who cares?
Yeah. And it's just super. He's just a whole new person. And I encourage that person to encourage his friend to come out and just be the person that he wants to be. Because it's really what the world needs.
So don't care.
Just got
family, friends, doesn't matter. It's about you now. So you do what,
Does he dress as a man or a woman when he's around your family?
He around me, because I live with him, he dresses like a woman, but around everyone else, he still is a man.
So he's not all the way free yet.
Right. And he's only come out to me and my mom and dad, and we have other families. So you
can't risk him.
Right. But people closest to you need to know, because they will love you.
Wow. And if they don't, then they never did.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Alexa. I mean, isn't it, I don't want to get all high and mighty, but it's like, it's still your brother.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Doesn't matter what shirt they're wearing or the shoes. They're still your...
He's still the guy who you rode down the hill on a toboggan with when you were...
And he's got your back and you're supposed to have their back and yeah.
Tabitha?
Yai.
What do you think?
I'd say go for it. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. And whatever they can't accept, that's something that they have to deal with.
Are you speaking from experience or...
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So you've come out.
Now. Yeah, I'm 34 now. I came out to my friends and family when I was 16. And I mean, I lived in a southern state and some of my family didn't like it.
Right.
You know, but it's a relief.
Did you have specific people like Eric is talking about his friend? Eric, you know, he's saying his buddy's brother is probably not going to accept it. Were there people that you're like, I'm going to roll the dice on this one, but it's probably going to go south on me?
Oh, absolutely. My dad, he's a preacher.
Oof. Oh, Tabitha.
And how did it go?
We're just now getting to be where we're talking and have a relationship.
But Tabitha, you knew that these were rolling dice and that this all could come crashing down on your head. But you thought being me is more important than having the family
and keeping them happy for a false reason.
Right?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to lie to myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's once you're honest with yourself, a lot of things start to fall into place. You start to realize who you truly are. And you get to go out and experience life as who you are, not how everybody wants to see you.
Tabitha, do you look at people like our OPP writer's friend that's waited longer in life to come out? And you're like, why didn't you do this one? You should have done it a long time. Yeah.
No, it's scary. I mean, I miss my dad going through it, you know? You got to deal with it. And I had a great support on the other side. My mom was a great support. I had plenty of people that loved me for who I was. So embrace them and let them be there for you.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you for the
good
call,
for
Tabitha. Dawn?
Hi.
We're good. What do you think?
First thing, what you don't know is the age of the individual who's thinking about coming out.
That's true.
And whether or not it's actually safe for this person to come out. If the person is a minor and living in a household that is not accepting, then there is potential that the kid could actually be kicked out of his house, you know, and completely ostracized from his family.
Didn't know that.
Wow. And if that's the case, then the kid, you know, it's probably not safe for him to come out.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if he's an adult and it's safe for him to come out, he's on his own, that kind of thing, self-supporting, then, you know, the potential for physical harm or, you know, getting kicked out, obviously, is much lower. But there is always potential for that. If his family is completely against, you know, gay people, then it's something that he really does need to keep in mind. When I came out, I was luckily in my 40s and supporting of myself, but even then it was pretty darn terrifying for me.
To just rip that Band-Aid off and tell everybody this. Did they know, do you think?
Yeah, did a lot of people blindsided or they kind of knew?
There was a couple people that were blindsided. My sister, for one, she really had no idea.
You didn't come out until your 40s and they had no idea.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I think it was wishful thinking on their behalf that I was just being shy and everything like that and not pursuing a relationship with a man.
Oh.
But the fact of the matter is when you're in your 40s and you're not dating somebody of the opposite sex, you're probably gay.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh. So how are they now?
Well, they're actually fantastic. My mom is super duper supportive. My sister's really come around. She loves my wife. I'm actually married now to my best friend, and it turned out to be fantastic. But it's different for everyone. So for this friend, I understand that he wants to be with best for his friend, but for his friend to, you know, the non-gay person to want to push his buddy to come out, that's not really his call. The gay person needs to really understand fully the consequences or potential consequences of coming out to his family. It could lead to ostracization. You know, he could actually be shunned from his family.
Those are great points. And we don't know the ages of these guys, but you obviously were secure enough by the time that you did it. Thank you for the words though, Don. We do appreciate it. You just can't push this kid. But if he is young, think about it.
Yes.
If your dad doesn't accept it, it's like, get out of my house.
I didn't know
that. What are you
going
to do?
Yeah, because they can get kicked out of the house. Now he's homeless.
Ugh, Nicholas.
Yai, guys.
Yai. You got some advice?
I just think you need to know your audience. If your buddy knows his family better than you, butt out.
It's really none of your business, not your place.
Okay.
A lot of people, like myself, if you go through the conversations multiple times in your head about who you want to tell and how you want to tell them, and it's going to end up backfiring if this guy gets his nose in the way.
So, did anybody encourage you, or how did you end up doing it?
You know, I came out about 20 years ago. I was 17 years old in rural Nebraska, and I came out to my dad, who decided to tell my family.
Whoa.
He came out for you to the rest of the family. Did that upset you?
Yeah, it did. And to a point, you know, it took a while to get over, but you eventually do. And luckily, I've had a really accepting family and really good group of friends. So
were they all blindsided, or?
I mean, I was a choir boy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But so, I also played football. So, I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Nice.
Do you feel, I mean, I know we're not going to try to push Eric to push his friend, but it does liberate you. You feel a weight off of your shoulders once you've done it. Even those people who don't accept you, it's still like, at least I don't have to pretend. Right?
You're right. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
It's a decision that you need to make, as, you know, a personal decision, and be ready to take it, good or bad.
Well, thank
nice,
you
Nicholas.
For
yeah.
the call, Nicholas. We appreciate it. Honestly, if you guys, this guy originally reached out to us on our Facebook page. If you want to continue the conversation there, great. If you feel weird about it, we don't want to force anybody out of the closet. You can always direct message us in the
That's
same
true
place.
Too, yes.
And we would love to help Eric help his friend come out.
Yeah, just find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.